What's up, Lamer Gamers? This is Rowdy 5000, and this week, Simply Travis is feeling a little under the weather. So that means it's time for another episode of Rowdy's Ruckus Rants. Or Rowdy's Ruckus Rantings? I forget what I called the last few. Today, I'll be talking about my journey of trying to be the best gamer husband. Basically, a blog from the one and only Rowdy 5000. Now, I'm not a therapist, psychiatrist, relationship expert, or anything along those lines. So, the things that I might be talking about may not apply to you. I'm just going to give a little history of how I've included my wife when it comes to gaming. Now, for some housekeeping, be sure to check out our YouTube page to see our new video, Ring Fat Adventure. It's a video of my first time playing Ring Fit Adventure, as well as the unboxing, our thoughts on the game, and the commercial for Simply Travis's House of Gains. That's Gains with a Z, or Z for our international audience. I didn't forget about you, homies. Also, a big thanks to Parallax Media, Smile Syndicate, Thought Bubble TV, and Budget Arcade for sharing our podcast and spreading the Lamer Gamer message. And now, it's time for the disclaimer. Rowdy's Ruckus Rantings is the Lamer Gamer's Not Safe for Work show. After the transition music, there will be gratuitous use of the F word. So listen up, and I will tell you how to be a good gamer husband or fail miserably because of Nintendo. So with that, it's time to cue the music. Fuck, fuck, fuck. See, I told you, not safe for work. Gratuitous use of the F word. Alright, now that we've got that out of the way, so, let's start from the beginning of my gaming journey. It all started about 30 years ago. I was maybe 3, 4 years old, somewhere around there, when my parents first put a Nintendo Entertainment System controller in my hands. I played an absolute metric fuckton of Super Mario Brothers. My parents and I used to compete to see who could get the high score in Duck Hunt. We would see who could catch the biggest fish in Black Bass. We would sit for hours trying to figure out how to beat RPGs like Castlevania 2 and Wizards and Warriors. So, from there, I just kept playing. The Super Nintendo came out, and it is still one of my favorite consoles. Super Mario World will always be one of my favorite games. I was in awe of how the game industry kept improving. I loved the SNES and the Sega Genesis generation. The Game Boy and Game Gear were great portable devices if you had enough AA batteries. It took a lot. The Game Gear took 6 AA batteries, and it was done in like, I don't know, 30 minutes, an hour, some shit like that. But right after that, the Nintendo 64 and PlayStation came out. I thought games couldn't look any better than the way they looked at this point. So this is about the mid-90s. If I had any time to myself, I was either playing video games or music. That's it. You could ask Simply Travis. We met around this time, and that's how we became such good friends. We just played video games all the time. So now, we're going to fast forward a little bit. I played as much as I could from the Game Boy Advance, the Dreamcast, GameCube, Xbox, PS2, DS, Wii, Xbox 360, PS3, 3DS, almost every system during that time frame. My wife, on the other hand, is not the biggest gamer. She didn't play much video games growing up. Probably had a ColecoVision or a Commodore 64 or some bullshit like that. She talked about fighting with her siblings over getting to play the NES, but didn't play anything beyond that. We started dating in 2009, and I never tried to force her to play video games with me. If she wanted to, I'd hand her a controller and try not to get frustrated while explaining how to play the game. She would play a few games like Mario Kart and Boom Blocks for the Wii, but that's about it, and that's fine. I wouldn't play games that were boring to watch around her. She would just fall asleep because of the boredom. I instead would play games with an interesting story. She really liked games with a story. They're like interactive movies, if it's good enough. She even went to the midnight release of Skyrim with me so that we could stay up late playing it. But when she saw me playing Animal Crossing New Leaf, it all changed. She wanted to start a new character, so I reluctantly handed her my 3DS and didn't see it again for the next few days. This was right about the time we were getting married, and her employer at the time threw her a wedding shower. Well, someone thought it was a baby shower and got her a Babies R Us gift card. Well, lucky for us, you could spend those gift cards at Toys R Us as well. So, we went to Toys R Us, got a 3DS and Animal Crossing. Best wedding gift ever. She played the game non-stop. It led to her becoming more interested in games, which is fine with me. She also played the shit out of Animal Crossing Happy Home Designer. She started to collect the Amiibo cards. She caught Amiibola just like I did. She still breaks out the 3DS every once in a while to clean up her town and see which villagers live there now. She was absolutely ecstatic when Animal Crossing New Horizons was announced. So much so that Simply Travis and I are going to hand the mics to our wives, the Loyal Historian and Grape Ape, for a pre- and post-Animal Crossing released Lamer Gamers podcasts. They've both seen all the videos about New Horizons, and for sure know more about the game than us. When it was announced that the game was going to be delayed, we were all devastated at first, but quickly understood why it was pushed back. Nintendo is known for quality, and is all about their employees' morale. Just look into when Satoru Iwata took a pay cut so they wouldn't have to fire anybody after the Wii U underperformed. So now, we're just waiting patiently for the game. But if it gets delayed again, we will riot. That is no joke. Now, remember the second part of the title for this episode? The part about, or fail miserably because of Nintendo? Well, I decided to get a second Switch, just so my wife could play Animal Crossing without stealing mine. I decided to buy it a few months early, since so many games are coming out starting in March, that I just didn't want to go broke all at once. We got Doom coming out that day? I mean, it's almost the exact same game as Animal Crossing. Not long after that, I mean, April, May, June, I mean, there's going to be a lot of games released, like, even though a lot of them got delayed. So, basically, I get the new Switch. My wife puts her account on it. She starts playing a few games. All is good in the 5,000 household. Well, about a week goes by, then Nintendo announces the Animal Crossing New Horizons Limited Edition Switch. Son of a bitch. Nintendo, you motherfucker. You fucked me, you shit ass. I bought a new Switch, mainly so my wife could play her favorite series, only for you to release a limited edition version based on her favorite series a week after I bought her one. Shigeru Miyamoto, you Shigeru fucked me over. You and Masahiro Sakurai can Masahiro lick my balls. I thought I was disappointed when you announced Byleth and Smash, but man, I didn't know you were about to uppercut my taint not long after. Have you seen how awesome this Animal Crossing Switch looks? Fuck me, it's legit. Those Joy-Cons, the dock, shit, man, it's beautiful as shit. It's a beautiful-ass Switch. But no, I'm stuck with two regular-ass Switches now. Everyone is going to be playing Animal Crossing on their new special edition Switches, and my wife is going to be like, I wish I could be playing Animal Crossing New Horizons on a special edition Animal Crossing New Horizons Switch with the Animal Crossing New Horizons themed Joy-Cons and the Animal Crossing New Horizons themed dock. Thanks for putting me in the doghouse, Nintendo. I've played your games since 1987, and this is how you repay me? God damn you. All jokes aside, I'm not really mad at Nintendo. They're my favorite game company of all time. My wife enjoys her Switch and says she wouldn't have wanted to wait for the special edition due to them always selling out and possibly not shipping on time now. We're both going to enjoy the game very much without the special edition. And now, I think that's about it. Got the rant out of the way, so that's going to conclude this episode of Rowdy's Ruckus Rants. Or rantings. I don't know. One of the two. Be sure to check us out on Twitter at LamerGamersCast and Instagram at LamerGamersPodcast. Simply Travis is starting a Ring Fit series there. Well, it's going to pick back up when he gets over the flu. Don't forget to check out our YouTube for our Ring Fit Adventure video as well. And thank you for listening to the Lamer Gamers Podcast. Like always, you can hear us on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Podchasers, basically anywhere except iHeartRadio. Yeah, I said fart. What are you going to do about it? All right, Lamer Gamers, that's it for today. Have a good one, and we'll see you next time.